Hot Underpants.
Jesus.
Everybody is Robot Underpants. This is Langley. And Mike was talking over me at the beginning of the show. So everybody knows Mike's here.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid for this.
Neither am I anymore.
I never got paid for this.
Bob is here.
But I hosted the show here for a couple of months. No rent, never got any of that.
You have to be with the show for at least...
Do you know how much booze went into that guy?
Yeah, but I paid for a lot of it.
Hmm.
Do you have receipts for that, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably do.
I'm writing this show off. It's a business expense.
Yeah, it is.
You probably get more money that way.
Actually, you're probably right. Well, if you have any income, this show doesn't make anything.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, maybe in its newest incarnation, it will.
It won't, but okay.
Well, I mean, you know, we're gonna revise some things. We're gonna tighten things up. We're gonna stop drinking on the show. It could get better.
Bob's gonna wear a gorilla suit the entire time.
Yeah, I'll be Grodd the whole time.
You're gonna dress like Donkey Kong.
How about?
Every week can be a different video game character.
Oh, right. Yeah, that would be great.
This week you should be Pac-Man because it's Pac-Man's 35th anniversary.
35th anniversary of its release in Japan, May 22nd, 1980. Wow. Yes, indeed. I have, as you can see back there. Can you see back there? Is it there? Can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
There's a golden blur.
Yeah, that is a dated 1980 Pac-Man machine back there.
Could be golden tea for all we can tell.
Yeah, no, it's Pac-Man.
It is Pac-Man.
I assure you, it's been painted black, as a lot of them were, because it was, it had the yellow sticker on the outside of the thing.
Oh.
Right. No, it had. What are you talking about? It's been all that sticker's been painted over black, so it doesn't have the classic look that people are used to. But it is indeed a 1980. Pac-Man machine. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you damn quarter guzzler.
Yeah.
It is a fun thing to have in the house, I'll say this.
It really is.
It's sort of like giving your finger back to the arcades that you dropped all those quarters into.
That's true. Where did you get that? Did you pay for it or did someone give it to you?
No, I did pay for it, but well below market value, I'll tell you that. I got it off of a girl who cleaned out foreclosed houses and it was sitting in a garage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what we should all do.
There you go. That should be.
Yeah, what a great new career.
Make that into a TV show. Put it on Bravo.
Oh, man. I could think of. I would be on.
Video Game Hunters.
Yeah, it's not Bravo. It's. What's the show?
A&E. A&E, Bravo.
History Channel, Science Network.
Spike TV. I don't know.
I think History has the puns.
It's actually Spike is now, G2 or something like that?
I don't know. And FX is now FXXXXXX or something.
Yeah, why the extra X? Nobody ever explained that to me.
Shits and fucks on the show. By the way, we're moving over to Geek News Central X, if you're wondering.
Yeah. No, we're not. So that means more shits and fucks from us, too?
Not just this last few weeks.
Oh, okay. And then we clean it. Then we try and back it off, clean it up again. I get it.
No, I think once we go to the new place, we can pretty much do whatever we want.
Yeah.
It's like we're going going to serious now.
Yeah, and it's not like we're going to do it extra more than we normally do. We'll use it for a show
that they loved us for, that they wanted us to be
right. Network
for and all that.
I know, I love it. Right. I know it's great. So, what's in the news?
Well, we should, you know what you should do, Bob? In addition to making the new sound.
Produce that kind of. Produce that thing? Give us something?
Soundboard things to throw in here when we say now something.
Yes.
Yes.
Exciting and new. Play the Love Boat theme. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why the Love Boat theme?
It's exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been a great thing to use if we were doing a show in 1979.
Well, you know what didn't come out in 1979?
The Smashing Pumpkins record, 1979.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
Well, no, Mike, tell us.
The Supergirl movie. No.
That's true.
CBS is coming out with a new Supergirl TV show, and it looks okay.
Does it?
It looks okay. It's a It's like a cross between Ally McBeal and Superman.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, apart from the fact that Calista Flockhart is in it, it just has that sort of like...
She really? I was going to ask.
It drags.
It has that Ally McBeal vibe to it, and I'm just not sure it's going to work.
It's got that Devil Wears Prada vibe.
Is she Supergirl? I mean, that'd be believable.
No, her physique. She's Skeletor. Yeah. It's a crossover.
Yeah. It's a crossover.
T-Man, anyway. Does Disney yet? Is that a Marvel thing?
Owns what?
Actually, I think that is a DC thing. Did DC do He-Man comics?
I don't remember that.
There was
He-Man comics?
Yeah, because every once in a while when I go to Comic Cons and they do the DC shoot, there'll be a He-Man or somebody thrown in there.
You said He-Man. It would sound like you said something else.
Okay. Well, Skeletor's from He-Man, if I'm correct, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Check that out. Yeah.
Actually, according to Wikipedia, Masters of the Universe comics were also published by DC and Marvel, as well as London Edition magazines and Image Comics.
Wow, everybody did it then.
Everybody did it.
Image Comics, nice.
G.I. Joe too. I know why this feels somewhat refreshing to you, Mike, because it's the same feeling I had. It's just because we haven't seen 1,000 Supergirl TV shows and or movies yet.
Well, we had Smallville, and
it feels a little Smallville.
Yeah, it feels a little Smallville, and I got tired of Smallville, so who knows what this is going to wind up being. I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot, just because
I never really got into Smallville. It never held my attention that long. It just seemed more like a soap opera to me. Same thing with, like, Lois and Clark. Never.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's what The Flash feels like to me, too. And, like, Green Arrow. Is that the, yeah, Green Arrow.
Right. Yeah, they do. They do.
I feel like
I don't know how I got hooked into those.
I like those Dawson's Creek shows.
Although no, I didn't even like Dawson's Creek. I did like Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, just because what's his name showed up as an alternate Dawson's version of himself. Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. I don't.
Who was Dawson?
Vanderbeek.
James Vanderbeek. Right. And that show was brilliant. One season, it was gone. And then what's interesting is like CBS did a show called Two Broke Girls that was essentially the same premise.
Oh, it's still on.
It was awful. It's terrible.
It's funny.
You have to see Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. It kind of set the tone for that.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen that, so I don't know. I don't mind Two Broke Girls because Whitney, what's her face? Whitney Cummings has some hand in that, and she's kind of edgy. And I liked her show, but apparently from what I've heard from someone who used to write for that show, she didn't play ball in Hollywood, and that's why it got canceled.
What, Don't Trust the Bee or
Whitney.
Two Broke Girls?
Whitney.
Oh, Whitney.
Yeah, because Whitney Cummings is a producer on Two Broke Girls. That was where.
Ah, okay. So that's
a little inside ball for
me. But an interesting thing about The Flash is that its finale beat out Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
By a tenth of a point, yeah.
Wow.
And it was the finale for Marvel. Here's Marvel, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was just picked up for its third season, but its finale,
of course it was,
got the lowest rating of the season.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Because no one has an attention span for 2 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't think it was, you know, I don't know if you know, the whole, you know, Inhumans thing has just lost people, but series low 1.3, down 13% from last week's 1.5.
I mean, that was quite an episode, I thought.
Adults 18-49, yeah.
Don't spoil it because we're going to start watching it in the next couple of days.
Start watching season one?
Yeah. We're almost, no, season two. We're almost done with Daredevil.
Oh, okay. Oh, so how far along are you on that? We can talk a little bit.
I'm up to, I don't want to say for people who haven't watched it, but a certain somebody from an old TV show comes back, his mentor.
The Stick.
The Stick, yes.
Yeah.
TV show. I don't even know what TV show that is.
Yeah, that was a great, that was part, probably some of my favorite part of the Daredevil was the Stick.
That was good because it left the room open for some other things.
Yeah, the Stick was great. I love that.
And it was fun.
So now we can talk about it a little bit, and I don't want to spend too much time on it because probably everybody else has already watched it all. But
I mean, that's like, it's really old news by now, but it's still going to be the, I think.
I really liked what they did with the Kingpin. I liked the way they wrote him. I loved the way that what's his name, acted, the way he acted, portrayed
him. Yeah.
I don't know. Any thoughts on that, Mike?
It's interesting how they're building this character up, because it's like, here's this kingpin, and yet he has like a difficult time with women.
He has a difficult time with a lot of stuff. He's really an overgrown child, is what he is.
Don't say too much, Bob, because he hasn't gotten probably the flashback stuff with
No, I haven't yet.
Even without that, you can kind of get that he's just kind of he's a big kid.
Well, he's got a human side, which they never do with bad guys, right?
Yeah.
And I think that I really like that. That's very refreshing to me, and makes you actually kind of feel a little something for him with all the things that he does. And he's not just, you know, the Joker's always been just horrible, and we've known that. They didn't show anything else about him. He's just made, or out of like, well, in the Christian Bale movies, he just came out of nowhere, and there he was, just a horrible guy. We never saw his origins, which is fine. We don't need to, I guess, but.
Yeah.
And whatever the Suicide Squad, he just looks like he's going to be insane, and that's it. There's not going to be any. There's depth to the Kingpin.
On the other side of that, in the Batman Begins trilogy, having Joker just kind of show up on the screen, not knowing where he came from.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was even a little more off-putting.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. That's one way to go about it. I like this because it's
I think it's because it doesn't change. You understand why he's brutal.
Right. And like I said, it's character depth.
Yeah.
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 This, I have a feeling that this whole Suicide Squad thing, any of these Justice League movies, whatever, including the Dawn of Justice, and I guess we could even put the last Superman movie into this category. There's no depth to the characters. They're just there, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Tried to like throw some backstory into Superman, which we didn't need again, but it doesn't. You could still do it without having to rehash everything again. Like, there's ways to do it, like flashbacks, for instance. You know, you don't have to spend a whole movie, George Lucas, with telling us about how Darth Vader grew up. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't need three movies to tell us that. Thanks.
As it turns out, you could just write a good story and have good actors, and you know. Sometimes that works,
which is the reason why we're not getting a George Lucas version of Episode 7, which is kind of funny because he wanted his original version of Episode 7 was supposed to be teenagers, and everybody's like, nope, because it was too much like Anakin in Episode 1.
Well,
and nobody wanted that.
We're gonna get kind of teen. I mean, those new characters, I guess they're, what are they, in their 20s, I suppose.
Yeah, well, so were Han and Leia back in the
day. Yeah, they were the same age back then. So
I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. If he was, I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just don't know what he was thinking. Like, I don't know if he was saying it's going to all be teenagers, it's all going to be like, you know, the Flash and Arrow and all that stuff. Or if he was planning on having the old guys in there and the new guys. I mean, we're not far off from teenagers with the new characters, so I don't know.
No, but they're not going to, I mean, they're getting older, so they're already like in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Different. I don't want another friggin' 9-year-old Anakin.
No one wants that. Nobody wants that.
No. I just went back and watched the first three, the prequels again.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why I did it. You know why I did it? Because I was a dumbass. Go ahead, laugh at me. I went and bought the digital collection. I did it.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Well, Episode 3 is okay. The other two.
I agree. Like, 3 is fine.
Yeah. Three is okay. I just wish it was anybody other than Christian Haydenson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there. And it may not be that he was, again, we've talked about this 1,000 times, and so has everybody else. It may not have been that he was a terrible actor, but he didn't have anything to act against and probably had some terrible direction. So, you know.
I'll say this, and I'll keep saying it. I think George Lucas got very lucky.
With Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, because the best acted film is the one he didn't direct.
Yeah.
Well, also, but at the same time, he did do American Graffiti.
Yeah,
but think about the talent, the actors that he had in there. He had some pretty established guys,
and he wasn't distracted by effects and things like that.
Right,
very real things that he could deal with.
But you go like in the digital collection, you go and you get the sense that George was in some ways, I don't want to say hands off, but not very assertive on the set. That, you know, the you know, you almost get the feeling, the sense from some of the interviews with some of the guys that were on the sets with him, that like, oh, you knew it was good when George didn't say anything, or, you know, you couldn't tell if George liked it or not. You just kind of, he kind of went on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's, you know, having, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff as far as I got it for all the bonus features. And there's a lot of like lost.
All the Biggs episodes. scenes, I mean.
Yeah. All the big scenes are in there. Like there's a whole, you know, 15-20 minute part that was a lot of backstory of Luke and Biggs that's not in the movie.
At Tashi Station with his friend.
No, and it's just as well that it wasn't, because those weren't very good scenes.
They weren't very good scenes.
In fact, it changed it a lot because, you know, the way that it is now, the official way, you look at Luke as kind of this loner out there on the farm, and with that, it's like, oh, he's got a bunch of friends, and then we never see them again. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, he had a ton of friends.
Yeah. Well, that leads us to this this little short film that someone put together whose name I
can't. My God, this is a big bottle of vodka.
You should drink all of that right now. Documentarian Jamie Benning has cut together a short documentary titled Blast It, Biggs, Where Are You? And he actually found the guy that plays
Hold on, I'm falling asleep with just you talking about it.
Oh, come on, it's not that long.
Oh, it's not that long, but it felt like it was an hour.
I like that he found the guy, and the guy sat down and pretty much narrates the entire movie, the guy that played Biggs, and tells the story of how it came to be, and as, you know.
It was fine for 5 minutes, and then they started dragging
it. It's 15 minutes. Give it a break. It's not like you're going into, like, and it's free, so you didn't even pay for it. Come on, man.
It's
16 minutes and 30 seconds long. I think it's pretty somewhat interesting. I don't know. It shows all those scenes, and it talks to the guy now, who I'm surprised I've never seen at a con. That seems like someone who would be making –
along with everybody else.
To go to a con. Oh, hey, I was Biggs. People, I was Biggs.
Absolutely, dude. The people I see at those cons, the guy who played – those aren't the droids we're looking for. You never even see his face. That guy's I've seen twice at cons.
Wait a minute. They actually had that guy, really?
Yes, that guy shows up and collects money from people.
I don't understand that.
I saw Dak from Empire, the guy that gets blown up in the back. Yeah.
But the guy that says, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for, you're talking about the stormtrooper, right?
Yes, that guy.
The guy in the suit is probably not the same guy who did the voice.
Which is it? The guy in the suit?
They're both collecting money. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Who cares?
Those guys. At Star Wars Celebration,
I'm gonna go and I'm gonna pretend to be one of those guys. Yeah, I was a stormtrooper.
There were three or four Ewoks there. Who knows who they were? Could have been, maybe not. Whatever.
Was the one that got blown up there?
But I don't know, dude. And who be sure? All three? No, two Boba Fetts were there. The little kid Boba Fett, who's like 20 something now, was there next, and his booth was right next to Jeremy Bullock's. He was there. Admiral Akbar guy was there. A Gamorrean guard was there. Which one? Who knows? He just had a poster of a Gamorrean guard behind him. Just some fat guy sitting in a booth. He was there signing autographs.
Wow.
Dak from Empire was there, and there was a huge line for that guy. So I'm surprised Biggs isn't at more of these things. Garrick Hagen is his name.
Hagen, yeah.
I mean, he'd be a superstar compared to the guy that played a random Gamorrean guard. Billy Dee Williams' brother played one of these skiff guards. He was there. I forget his name, Jerry Dee Williams or something like that. Corey, it's Corey Dee Williams. That's it.
No, oh, it's got three names too. That's great.
Apparently, Dee Williams is a surname. I didn't know. Look it up. Yeah, Corey D. Williams, which it does kind of look like him. So he played, he was one of the skiff guards. You would recognize him if you saw the character. At least you'd recognize that character. There was only one. The Gamorrean guards, there was like 100 of them. Who knew whatever guy that was? I could be like, yeah, I was a stormtrooper next to the guy that banged his head on the ceiling, whatever, door. Who knows?
If you get the guy who actually banged his head, there would be a lot of
I'm surprised that guy hasn't turned up, honestly. based on the people that show up for. I mean, that made me really think, wow, all I got to do is just be in some sci-fi film that has a few legs over the years. Man. As some background extra, and I got it made. All I got to do
is your next career ambition. This is great.
Sell pictures and autographs for 30, 40 bucks a pop. No problem. I can totally do that. That's what these guys do.
Oh, I found the guy's name. His name is Lori Good.
Which guy?
The guy who banged his head.
Oh. There you go. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, and go check out the
he played
Blasted Biggs video.
Somebody I don't know. He played a stormtrooper and an X-wing pilot during the briefing scene.
Oh right. Oh, John Ratzenberger was that the celebration?
What did he do in the?
He was an Empire.
John Ratzenberger was an Empire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was one of the Hoth guys. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, geez, I didn't know that, Nami.
Porkins is dead, so we didn't, you know, he's not making any money off of that. Although he was, I don't know if you know this, Jack Porkins, the guy that played Porkins in Star Wars, was also in the Tim Burton Batman as Eckhart.
Yes.
Lieutenant Eckhart. Yeah. A quick bit of things there. So you go check out.
So I did find the guy who banged his head. Apparently he does do cons and he does sign stuff and
of course he does.
Well, yeah.
Of course, you'd be an idiot not to.
I'm just saying it's kind of funny that he wasn't at the Star Wars celebration. Or if he was, I didn't see that he was.
He was, I didn't see him. No, I don't know. I mean I just saw I'm sorry, I was hanging out with Mark Hamill. I didn't see him.
For 2 seconds.
Yeah, for not even, dude. Not even. All right, moving along. Is there any other Star Wars news?
How do we get on this? Okay. Oh, Biggs, yeah.
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 Star Wars news,
Alex? And John Ratzenberger was also in Superman and Superman 2.
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yeah, he was a missile controller, and he was a NASA controller in Superman 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Didn't get his break until...
Cliffy. I'm going to have to go watch those movies again and look out for John Ratzenberger. Yeah, well, I mean, hey, don't knock the guy.
I'm not knocking him.
He is collectively his films have grossed the sixth most of any actor in history.
Because of him, no doubt.
Because of him, right.
Yes. I don't
Star think Star Wars, so. A couple of Supermans, all the Pixar films.
The John Ratzenberger fans known as Ratzenbergers.
Rats and burgers.
They all come to see him
with somebody, the rats.
Somebody did a video. I don't. And I didn't put this up. I don't know if you guys watched it. The Carbonite Maneuver. Did you watch this, Mike?
No.
Somebody did a mashup of Star Trek and Star Wars.
That listed, but I didn't like watch it.
It's actually done really well. It was pretty good. It's only
was it? I just didn't think it would have been.
It actually was done really well. It looked pretty good. So you can go look that up. I didn't put it in the thing. I'm just trying to hit up any other Star Wars news that we may have had over the week here. I see stuff all the time, and I'm just... It's like it's not...
When's the new trailer coming out? I can't wait for the next trailer.
Probably September.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what we think?
I would think
so. Oh, we do have one more little bit. So you're saying this was a... This only happened in Europe, but there was a movie that played before Empire Strikes Back in the theater,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it had been lost over the years, and then it was refound. It's called Black Angel, and now it's now online, and it's terribly fucking... You think the big thing was boring? This is
boring.
Boring. Oh, my God. It's only like 30 minutes long, not even like 20, maybe.
20? Jesus, really? Is it that long?
It seemed like forever.
And they played that at the head of Empire? Wow. I saw Empire and opening.
Guy walking around in Scotland, and it's just like, what is happening? This is so dumb. yeah.
There is, however, a band from Texas called the Black Angels. They're not bad.
Yeah. Well, we can move on to Black Widow if you want.
Yeah, Black Widow scorned yet again by this time the manufacturer of the toys. Of course, she's been scorned because she's not a toy. And then to add insult to injury, they've taken her scene from Avengers Age of Ultron and stuffed it onto the Captain America box with the bike and the Quinjet.
Well, without her.
But without her, yeah, still no Black Widow.
So yeah. So if you go by, what do you get? A Quinjet, and what do you get in that
box? Yeah, you get a Quinjet, a motorcycle, and a Captain America.
You actually get all that stuff.
I think so. It's anyway, it's
the cover photo of on the box is, you know, it's art.
It's a cartoon, right?
So it depicts the scene. I don't think we're giving anything away here. They show it in the trailer. Quinjet. The scene where Black Widow busts out of the bottom of the Quinjet on her bike, on her motorcycle, and you know whatever's driving around. So on the scene, on the box scene, it's Captain America riding Captain America bike, and so people are like, "Where did Black Widow go?" In this scene. Now I have a couple of thoughts on this. A, this happens all the time where box manufacturers and art, whatever, this stuff is made before the movie's final cut. Things happen. Maybe it was supposed to be Captain America, got changed, whatever. The other opinion is, and I've been following some conversations, and I'm not making excuses for anybody, by the way. I'm just saying this does happen. I've been following the conversation, and from some female ad people who've said, hey, you know, it probably just comes down to numbers, and the numbers are, it doesn't make sense to make her toy because the majority of the people buying it are guys or boys or whatever, and they don't care about her, you know, her figure. Yeah. Her toy, and it's really just about numbers, and that's all that anybody in the business cares about.
That's all numbers, that's all that drives.
Which is perfectly fine. I can understand that because I remember, like, when I was growing up. I mean, when I want to play, I had a Princess Leia action figure, but it was just for display.
That's when I wanted to make the G.I. Joe's Humper.
Yeah, and so I can see that maybe some 9-year-old kid would.
Right, that's the one that I went to sleep with in my pants.
Yeah,
but why not just sell her as a separate action figure?
Yeah, I don't think that I find it hard to believe that it's a numbers thing because yeah, you're right. How many Princess Leia action figures are there in the Star Wars action line over the year? I mean, well,
other than the Kenner stuff.
Well, we'll say from the first batch in the 80s, there's at least 3 or 4, right?
Well, there's the original Kenner, there's the 95 Kenner, there's the large 12-inch Kenner.
No.
Wait,
not even that. Like even in the first 80s ones, there's the white one with the buns. There's the one from one or two. There's two from Empire I can think of.
Well, yeah, there are two from Empire. There's the Hoth and the Cloud City.
Right.
And then there's two or three from Jedi.
Yeah, at least. And then the spin-offs and whatever. So nobody had a problem with that then. There was never a problem with with female action figures in G.I. Joe, because there was Lady J, there was Scarlet, and whatever versions of those that you wanted to have. There was the Baroness. I'm trying to think. There's probably some other ones I can't even think of. Oh, who was the ninja? What's her face? The red ninja that was a later one, but it was one. Jinx. And then, they even made, they made female Transformers, and they're robots. They don't have any parts. Nobody genitalia, and they still make. Right. So I don't know why RC, they're not doing. Right. I have RC. Yeah, I don't know why they're not doing it with any of. I don't know why, what Marvel's.
Well, I'd also like to know who's complaining about this. Are the adults complaining that they don't exist, or are the kids complaining?
Well, kids. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's buying it.
Well, no, everybody. It's the media that's bringing up. Is it sexist?
Well, no. Who's bringing it up?
The
media. It's basically the people that are looking for something to complain about.
Right. No, for sure.
Yeah.
You want me to say girl?
I mean, I would buy a Scarlett Johansson action figure for sure.
A life size one?
Yeah, a real doll.
Sure. Sure, Jan.
My Scarlett Johansson real doll. Sure.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never understood. I never really thought about. But I mean, I didn't see any problem with having any of the. In fact, the chick figures were always the ones that were hard to find. And as a kid, I remember like, gotta find those Princess Leia ones. Those are the ones they get.
Yeah, same here.
Because there were fewer of them sold, probably.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make any sense to me that they're not making those. I don't know why they're not making those. Disney did this with something else. Was it Star Wars or?
Princess Leia. There are complaints that there is no Princess Leia merchandise.
Yeah.
And again, who's complaining about that?
Well, but here's the thing is
there
that
is, though, like that whole Black series, there's Slave Leia, which is the whole thing that never would be a Slave Leia nowadays. Forget that would never happen.
Yeah, but like, you know, if you flip the script on the other side, it's not like Disney isn't doing enough to give things to girls. There's an entire pink aisle. And their whole thing is revolves around princesses, for crying out loud.
There is that. I mean, so but girls can't be like strong action heroes too.
Sure they can.
Sure they can.
But the original toys. Point is who's asking for this? Is it
right.
Is it people that just notice that there aren't any, or are there actual kids that are saying whatever?
I don't know. I mean,
I tell you what, there's. They like, you know, you watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and man,
all those chicks kick ass.
Bobby, May, Sky now, and they're not just taking on other girls,
more
man.
More than the dudes, actually.
Yeah, yeah. There was a big epic, you know, Bobby versus Ward fight.
He doesn't even know. I don't know.
Oh man, sorry. Yeah,
I knew something happened.
Yeah, you're still.
And I'm sure it wasn't that they all went out for tea either.
Go out for tea, and it ended with throwing teacups on the floor.
That's yeah.
It. And all these are, what I'm saying is that in all these articles that I've read about how like this is missing and that is missing, I have yet to read one article where it said like my daughter was looking for this and couldn't find it.
Well, I don't know if that's fair either, because I mean, what do kids know? They know whatever we throw at them.
I don't know, so. but that's what I'm saying is that how come none of these people that are writing these articles have actually asked kids?
But that's my point. It's like kids don't know any better, so they're not going to say like
really,
little girls, you know, me.
And you can't really reflect it on Marvel or the people writing the scripts because, you know, because the thing is that the women characters are exceptionally strong.
Of course they're
not. They're not victims. They're not. They are equals to everybody. Apparently. So it's not like the writing isn't sexist. But hell, Agent Carter got her own show and she is the dominant force. Yeah. Where's the Agent Carter toy? I don't know. It's the toy.
They're not merchandisable. Who knows?
Apparently not.
Another thing to all this, are kids buying these things? Because I don't like, I have a lot of nephews and such and nieces.
I think
and
so.
Nobody, none of the kids that I know are buying this stuff. They're all into Legos.
Huh? Yeah, but they're kind of young, but you know, it's like, well, you know, yeah, like my girlfriend's son, he's 7, he's into Legos and Minecraft and stuff like that. He doesn't even know about the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
Well, that's not his thing.
So I mean, I'm wondering how biased these articles are.
I don't know. I mean, when I went to see Ultron, there were a lot of kids in that theater, so they're going to probably want the toy. I think that they have no problem selling.
Are they going to want the toys? I didn't. So when I was 9 when Star Wars came out, I wanted the action figures. I hated the toys. Hated them.
But think about this, though.
You know, it's not a sexist thing because, like, think about it. The 4 action figures they made were Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, and Captain America, all superheroes. They didn't make Hawkeye. They didn't make.
But that's the thing. Hawkeye's included in that set.
Nick, is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't see Hawkeye in the set.
Yeah, he was in the set. He didn't look like him, but he was in the set.
Oh.
And I just heard a thing today.
Well, I sit corrected then.
Yeah, you sit there corrected, my friend.
I'll be correct myself. I'll come correct, motherfucker.
Even the Hawkeye's in there.
What about,
and it's
what
not about Nick Fury? At all.
I didn't see no Nick Fury action figure.
No, there
it's because he's black. No black. They're not going to make a black action figure.
No black guys and no girls.
Yeah, no black guys, no girls. It's a sham.
There was a story that came out today about female directors being told that they can't get jobs in Hollywood because they're just like, no, we don't think a woman would do a good job on this.
That's Angelina Jolie's fault.
They're mostly being told this for things like comic book movies and action movies.
Oh, yeah, because that movie that she made that everybody made a big deal about was horrible.
What was her name that directed Fast Times at Ridgemont High? What, and she did all, oh my God, what's her name?
I don't know, but that was the long. That was a long
time ago. She did a lot of good stuff. As Amy Heckerling.
Okay.
And Penny Marshall did a lot of stuff.
Penny Marshall did a lot of good stuff. Also. But it
was specifically the story I heard today, and this was on KFI. They were talking to somebody to do this report, and they're gonna probably try to get unions involved about it because it's women are being specifically denied for comic book movies, action movies, a lot of things where they've been told where women have tried to get the role and they've said, no, nah, we don't think a woman would be good for this. They've been told that by Hollywood.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's a boys' club. So that you can look that
up. Because the boys have done their fair share of fucking up superhero films.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. And then there's that, yeah.
But so it was actually interesting because the host of the show was like, I just wanted to point out, by the way, that there are fewer and fewer guys bringing me the news every day, which is true.
Yeah, that's true.
The news shows are just our women. And
with very, very low-cut tops.
It's becoming Univision. What's the Spanish channel?
Univision, yeah.
Univision, yeah.
Yeah.
So... yeah, that's not so sexist.
Well, you know, whatever. Yeah, moving along. What do we got? Captain America Avengers. Okay, so S.H.I.E.L.D. wrapped up the second season?
Yes.
Yes, it did.
And they did. Oh, boy.
Renewed it for a third.
Ooh, what happened with the ending with Phil Coulson? I'd hoped that they were going to show us something before it ended, but I guess we have to wait.
No, we're gonna have to wait to see what happens with, you know, the obvious thing that there's, yeah. Well, there's something. There's definitely something missing from the end that I was hoping we would see. Yes. What could have come from that?
It's gonna be something amazing and cool. And
It's gotta be something amazing and cool. But
I thought they would show that there at the very end, but they didn't.
Like the tag that you figured that maybe the tag was going to be about that was something completely different.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is minor in comparison of the rest of the thing, but it is kind of like, ooh, I want to see the thing.
Yeah. I want to see the thing.
Yeah. It is, they started calling, fuck it. We can't even talk about it. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Mike. You got to get caught up so we can, like, topical and timely.
I got to catch up on Daredevil.
There's not a lot of homework to do. I know.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll move along. Other things you need to check out. Here's what's happening. Here's the trailer news. Trailer news.
Trailer news.
We got Gem and the Holograms movie trailer. Nobody gives a shit.
Oh, boy. So. Yeah, I didn't give a shit about it when I was a kid because that was something that my stupid sister liked, and
your sister is stupid.
Yeah, she's just dumb. And
go play with your Black Widow, Ellen Wade.
Yeah, exactly. So in the trailer it says brought to you by the people that brought you Pitch Perfect and Never Say Never. So therefore, I am out.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Looks awful.
I never saw Pitch Perfect.
No, me neither.
Yeah, you don't need to. Don't. And don't see Never Say Never, because you know what that is, don't you? That's the Justin Bieber movie.
Oh, no.
Awful.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, Never Say Never is the Justin Bieber movie.
Was it Screen Junkies? They do their honest trailers. I saw the one for Pitch Perfect today, and just from that, I don't ever want to watch that movie.
No, and I keep seeing the commercials for Pitch Perfect 2, like, constantly, so...
And the thing is too, they're definitely not making those movies for boys. So who cares if we make movies that aren't for girls? Boys. Yeah.
We're gay boys.
Yeah. No, they're making movies for girls and drag queens. So that's
none of this.
Drag queens, gay people, and trans people.
No, it's not true.
Spend all day long doing. All right. So other things you need to watch. Let's see. Muppets are coming back this fall on CBS.
Yes, and the trailer looks amazing. I laughed so hard at that.
I have to
get Jim Henson's voice out of my head because I have to start to embrace the fact that he's gone.
Yeah.
And the guys that have taken over these characters are doing a good job.
Even
though the voice doesn't sound exactly.
No, they got a different guy to do Kermit because his son was doing it and he didn't sound enough like him. So they got another guy that actually does a much better job doing Kermit. So.
Yeah, Kermit sounds okay. Fozzie
was a little off.
Yeah, Fozzie's a little off. Gonzo sounds well. I mean, anybody that's still voiced by Frank Oz sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked a little bit. Not shocked, but surprised that he is still totally fine doing Miss Piggy's. Like, anytime they want to do a Muppets show, doesn't matter. He's like, and there's never been a time where he's like, I'm not doing that shit anymore. He'll do any Miss Piggy anytime, anything.
And the guy who's been playing Big Bird has been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got a documentary too, I think. I think it'll be okay. I mean, it's not quite the Muppet Show I was hoping it would be again.
No, it's going to be a Muppet reality show, which I think is really a funny premise.
The style of The Office and all of those types of shows, which is all right. You know what? Look, as long as they're bringing on like Metallica or something to do the musical numbers, we're good.
It doesn't look like musical numbers are happening, do they?
Doesn't, no, but that would be nice if they did.
This doesn't look like the Muppet Show.
That show, like, so adult in a weird kid land, was having Alice Cooper singing Welcome to My Nightmare.
And yeah.
Well, I mean, and it looks like they're taking the same attitude. It looks like they're taking the same attitude with this show, is that kids are going to watch it, but it's not necessarily for them.
Right. Mm. I didn't hate the movies either. I thought the movies were done well.
No, yeah, the movies that I thought, you know, and it's kind of how I felt about Christmas Vacation when it came out. I was like, ah, this is going to suck. And then years later, you watch and go, this is a really good movie. And the same thing with, like, you know, by the time, you know, I love the first Muppet movie so well, I didn't think that, like, The Great Muppet Caper or The Muppets Take Manhattan, you know, I thought it was going to be just, but those are good. You know, they're really good.
Even the new Muppet movies are pretty good. I didn't hate them. Even the ones with Jason, whatever his name is, that wrote them. I think the second recent one was better, I think, than the first recent one.
You know, in the new format of the show, can we take commercial breaks so that way I can, you know,
go to the
bathroom?
No, we're not. They're not going to be that long.
Oh,
be like this. Well, we're getting there. I don't know how long we've been doing this because I don't have a counter anymore.
I know we've been doing this for 45 minutes.
Maybe. And good night.
All right. Minority Report comes to TV. There's a trailer for that.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
It doesn't look too bad. There's no Tom Cruise, so yeah, man.
Yeah. No, but it looks like it came straight from the movie canon, if there's such thing as a Minority Report canon. It looks like, you know, it comes directly from the end of the movie.
I haven't watched the movie in a very long time, so I'm going to have to rewatch it.
No, I haven't either. In fact, I don't even remember how it ended. But regardless, no Tom Cruise, so I'm in. I'm just not a fan.
I need to watch that Scientology documentary. I've been meaning to do it.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I think we have feelings about Tom Cruise that are absolutely come from a very good place, but he doesn't, you know, the movies aren't bad. Like, I liked the Mission Impossible movies. I thought Jack Reacher was really cool. I thought the chase scene through Pittsburgh was, you know, you, Langley, knowing Pittsburgh the way you do, you lived there for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, for 3 years.
Yeah. There's a chase. There's a chase scene through Pittsburgh, and he's driving a Chevelle.
In Vancouver.
No, it's real. No. You watch that. You're like, oh, that's Pittsburgh. It's through Pittsburgh. It's all those fucking windy roads and fucking hills and shit.
I do like some of his movies. Legend was good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look.
Sorry, I inhaled some ice.
There you go. I understand.
Guy gets a bad rap, but the movies aren't bad. I mean, it's.
I don't know.
Because he's become such a fucking flake.
He did his own stunts. I saw the trailer for that new Mission Impossible movie, and I'm like, I just was thinking about him, like the news report about him doing his own stunts hanging off the side of that plane. I'm like, God, that's pretty insane.
Yeah, he does.
I gave him some credit for that. But the guy's an insane person, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Scientology thing, you read the stuff about Katie Holmes and trying to get out of the Scientology
documentary. That's very interesting.
And he's like way high up. He's become like, you know,
And watch what they do to people. That's really the fucking
thing. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen all those little YouTube videos and everything, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And
no, but yeah, they I'm not going to say too much,
probably the reason I can't like get ahead in life is because of it. I've said too much about Scientology, and they're probably
anyway. That and the Illuminati are just keeping you down, man.
It's just that I'm not even telling you. It's really interesting to see that anybody would speak out against them because, oh man, they really go after people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's Illuminati that live on my street because, you know, Snowmageddon can be happening in this town, and my street is clear every time. It's amazing. I mean, you can't judge the rest of the roads by my road because you look out the window, you go, okay, the roads aren't too bad.
I've driven down his road when all the other ones were, like, impassable, and then his is like, oh, hey, welcome to my road.
Yeah, it's just, So I live on a shitty little county road, okay? Up at the top of the hill is a state fucking route. And you are fine getting all the way up to state fucking route, and then you take a right and you can't drive anymore.
Yeah, no, it's insane. I don't know. Somebody, like some old mayor or something lives on your street.
Somebody important lives on my road.
Anyway, let's see. Moving along real quickly, we've got The Craft is being remade. Great.
Why?
Great. That was one I've been waiting forever for a new one. God.
What's The Craft? I don't even know what the first Craft was.
It's a movie from around, what, early 90s or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, something. It's just...
I was smoking weed then, not watching movies.
It was some witchcraft movie with, like, these three chicks that were witches, and it was just, like, they're doing it again. I don't know why they're doing that.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that was in The Waterboy. What's her name?
I was thinking about Alyssa Milano, but I do that a lot.
No, me too.
What was that? What was that show that she was on with the three witches?
Who's the boss?
No.
Charmed. Angela, Charmed. Mona, and I don't know who the third witch. Jonathan was the third witch.
the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, I think, talked about Agent Carter being renewed. If not, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Which I've watched some of. I'm curious, people who watched it all the way up to the end of this season, that really had nothing to do with anything else in the Marvel Universe, did it?
No, not a so tremendous, because it's all before a lot of the stuff happens. Right. You know,
doesn't make any sense to me.
So, which gives it kind of a little more freedom than you know, because you just read about S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff like that. Is that they're constantly in contact with what's his name, that hey, can we use this character, hey, can we tell this part of the story. They have to kind of bounce that stuff off to make sure that it doesn't screw with the MCU. So the kind of the cool thing about
change, by the way,
I'm really interested to see what we're seeing in S.H.I.E.L.D. what that means for the Inhumans movie.
Yeah. These
are not the Inhumans I remember from the comic books. They were different too, so.
Yeah. I mean, little different.
That's all right.
Oh, and we are getting a Mutants movie spinoff from X-Men.
Oh.
That was announced also. Great. New Mutants.
All right. X-Men is still falls into a different category, so who knows.
Yeah, it's outside the MCU. We shan't talk about it here. Cinemata non grata.
It's just like the comic books used to be, and this is why I stopped collecting comic books.
Crossovers. Why stop listening to comic books? It's gonna be the same thing with the movies. I gotta watch all the things to understand what's going on in crossover.
And I have all the things. Mike's the one who's falling behind, by the way. So.
Yeah, I know he is. He's got to keep up.
I'm keeping up, but at some point I'm not going to win it. Anyway, quickly, Mad Max Fury Road this Friday.
Yep.
I'm excited about this movie. I'm really actually looking forward to this.
I am too, but I don't know when I'm going to have time to see it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it on Friday, but I hope so.
No, I'm going to go see Jeff Beck on Friday, so I can't see it.
Nice.
Close enough.
I'm so excited about seeing Jeff Beck. I've been wanting to do this for 15 years.
All right.
The guy still plays at the top of his game, man. He still sounds really good.
Only way to stay on topic.
Well, I'm just talking about what's going on in my life. Isn't that what this is about?
No, save that for the next show.
Yeah.
All right.
One of the greatest guitar players, living guitar players.
All right. Well, it sounds like Bob needs to take a leak. So, do we have anything else?
Nope.
No.
Anybody want to plug any shows or anything else?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at L Karaoke Bob.
Oh, you got a Twitter account.
That's E-L. Yeah, E-L, like as if I were the Spanish Karaoke Bob. El Karaoke Bob.
Is karaoke spelled in Espanol?
No, it's just karaoke's karaoke, right?
Sure.
Sure.
El Karaoke.
El Karaoke Bob. It's the only one that I could get without underscores or that's numbers.
In Spanish.
Roberto.
Roberto.
Right.
El Karaoke Roberto was too long. All right.
Yeah, it was. I didn't want to make it too long.
All right. Have you been using the Twitter?
I have. I haven't tweeted anything yet.
Nothing yet.
Nah, because my mind's pretty empty.
Well, welcome to 2007, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a fascinating, horrible place. Mikey?
You can follow me on Twitter. I am at StarMike, and I do World of Warcast and This Week in Trek. So you can find me at the D20Network.com.
World of Warcast still happening?
Sort of.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what I'm allowed to say about that. So.
Nothing.
I will not say anything.
Well, I feel pretty much like I've been left out here.
You can find me. Yeah, I'm Langley on Twitter, and I'm at Langley on Instagram. It happened there when my photo, by the way, my whatever photos disaster, thanks Apple, when that's working, I sometimes post pictures. Usually iPhoto crashes, or not, whatever it's called now, Photos crashes anytime I try to use an app that accesses my photo library. Thanks, guys. That worked out well. I'm not the only one with that problem. Anyway, all that. And... yeah, next week. No, Bob. Sorry, Bob. You're not on next week.
Oh. Next week, oh, that's right. I've been ousted for someone better.
No, not really. Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
No, maybe. A different Bob.
He's just a bigger name.
No, he's a different Bob.
Yeah.
Different Bob.
That's fine. No, I totally get it. Right. What do I know about any of this stuff?
Fine. So tune in next week for that. It'll be an interesting show. You know, we only got two left. We got to have some people on.
Well, that means I can get to bed at a decent time.
Old names and some new names and some things that need to work out and make some people squirm and whatnot. So, all right. I think that's it then, right?
Yeah.
Check out StarWarsShow.com.
Why?
I update it.
Oh, it's about time.
To check out the VFH off ramp. Because sometimes we do shows there too.
Yeah, I mean, we could do one tonight. We'll see what happens.
We might just do one tonight.
We just might.
If you can record, I could take my phone and just sit out in my car.
That's bullshit. Why don't you record so I can sit on my phone in my car?
I have no capabilities here.
No. That means I got to go tear everything down over there. Well, I can do that.
Oh, geez. Don't tear anything down. All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I'm here.